Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevamis, Perik Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Okay. The last Mishnah told us three klalim. And Isser Erev is Loi Chaletzes, Loi Mis Yevamis. And the second klal was, an Isser Mitzvah and an Isser Kiddusha is Chaletzes, Loi Mis Yevamis. And we are yet to explain, what does this mean? Isser Mitzvah or Isser Kiddusha? Our Mishnah Dalet does, Isser Mitzvah is that there is an Isser because of a mitzvah to listen to what the Chachamim say. And the Kavana is to Shniyos. Shniyos means literally seconds. In the context of this Mishnah, it means Shniyos to Arayos. A second level of relationship that is Mutar min HaTorah, but is Asr mi Divrei Seferim, the Chachamim said, no, I don't want you to marry this woman. They made a Gzeira. For example, a person can't marry his mother. What about his mother's mother? Or his mother's mother's mother? Those are shniyos. Those are midrabanan. Same is true for his father's mother. Or his father's mother's mother. Or his mother's father's mother. Or his father's father's mother. Don't worry, I won't ask you to repeat it. There are actually 20 shniyos. There are 20 examples of where Chazal made a gzeira, and they went a step further than what the Torah asked. As a gzeira, you shouldn't come to be over what the Torah asked. What does the word seifrim mean? We know a seifer writes sefer Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs. The early chacham were called seifrim. Shlomo HaMelech made a gzeira to add on certain women to the parish of Arayos, a more distant relative. And that was in order to make sure that they stay away from the Isser Eved that the Torah asked. The original chacham were called seifrim, Chazal tell us, because they counted every letter in the Torah. They knew exactly how many letters there are in the Torah. They knew how to darshan oceans of halachis from each. But it's a mitzvah to listen to the Chachamim. That's the mitzvah. What is Isser Kiddusha? Isser Kiddusha is a woman that is usher on a person not only through an Isser Drabana, but an actual loisase. For example, an almana, a woman that lost her husband, that falls liyivim l'kayin gadol. The kayin gadol's brother died. Or Gerusha, a woman that was once divorced, v'chalutza, or went through chalitza, and she falls liyivim l'kayin hedya, to a regular kayin. Even a regular kayin cannot marry a Gerusha or a chalutza. A regular kayin can marry an almona. A kayin gadol, in addition to not being able to marry a Gerusha and a chalutza, is also not allowed to marry an almona. Wait a second, I'm confused. This kayin has a brother that was married to a Grusha and a Chalutza? The Kayin's brother is also a Kayin. So how is she allowed to marry the first brother? Oh, maybe! He's only a brother with a common mother. No, but then there wouldn't be Yivam. Yivam is only a brother with a common father. So this Kayin has a brother from a common father. So what do you mean his brother's wife was a Grusha and a Chalutza? How was his brother, who's also a Kayin, allowed to marry her? And the answer is, says the Batanura, he wasn't. His brother, the Kayin, did an Aveira. He married a Grusha and a Chalutza. Now, this leads us to an important point. How come these aren't regular Erevas? And the answer is, it's only Chai Ve'Lavin. There is no Chiyav Karis for an Almana who marries a Kayin Gadol, or a Grusha and a Chalutza who marries a Kayin Hedyot. It's an Isser D'Araisa. But it's a Lav as opposed to a Chiyav Karis, like a sister, a daughter, and so on. The rule is, Kiddushin is toifsin b'chai ve'lavin. That means that if a kohen marries a grusha, he's over in aveira. It's like eating something he's not allowed to eat. He's also over the raisa. But the marriage is a legal marriage. But if he dies, the brother cannot be meyavim. Master, she's usher to him. But we don't say, like the case would be, if she was an erva to him, that she goes out free, stam, no. She would have to have chalitza. The lav isn't strong enough to remove the need for chalitza. Let's learn from Sukkim. Mamzeres unasina. She is either a mamzeres or an asina. Li Yisrael. To a yaveim, to a man that's Yisrael, or the other way around. Ubas Yisrael. A bas Yisrael falls to a man who is either a nasin or a mamzer. Le nasin or mamzer. What is a nasin? Remember the story of the Gevainim? They came to Yeshua ben Nun. They may believe like they came from a faraway land. They tricked Yeshua. Yeshua made a bris shalom with them. And then it turned out they were really from the Canaan. But once Yeshua promised, he didn't break his promise. It shouldn't be a chil Hashem. Yeshua was Megayer them, and he made them wood choppers and water carriers, shoivei mayim. They're called Nesinim because the Pasuk says, Vayitneim Yehoshua b'yoimahu. Chaytvei Eitzim v'shoivei mayim le'eda ulemizbeach Hashem. The Nesinim are osir lovei b'kal. Stama Yisrael is not allowed to marry them. A mamzer or a mamzeres is a child that was born out of parents that weren't allowed to get married, but it was much more than just a lav. It was a chiv misa or a chiv karis, that type of relationship. The child that is born is a mamzer. But there's no iser karis to marry a mamzer. It's asr min ha-toira, but it's a lav. The fact that it's a lav means that it's not strong enough to pater the woman from chalitza. There's just a loisase. And that's the reason that even though he can't be meyavim her, but the iser isn't strong enough to say that you don't need chalitza. So, chazring over, what do we learn in Mishnah Dalet? We learned that what we said before, that by Yisr Mitzvah and Yisr Kedusha, it's Chayletzes, Lemis Yevemes, we now know Yisr Mitzvah are the Shniyos, the second level where Chazal Asered, like a mother's mother. Yisr Kedusha is also in a Torah, but it's just a lav, not a Chiyuv Karis or Misas Bezdin. That would be, for example, a Manu L'Kayin Gadol, a Grusha and a Chalutza to a Kayin Hedyet, Amzeris and Asinili Yisrael, or Abasi Yisrael and Astana Mamzer, all of these are Asr Min HaToira. But still, if there's a Yivim situation, it would require Chalitza.